We haven't obviously been on the greatest run lately, and the beauty of the Christmas period is that there are games thick and fast. So, you know, obviously we want to be out on the pitch as quick as possible to rectify the errors that we've made and improve the performances that we've put in lately. So, yeah, obviously we are optimistic. We're at home. I think it's a winnable game for sure.
Yeah, well, I know they've slipped up a play, of course, 2 points from nine. But you know sort of what to expect from his team because you've worked for him. So there are certain elements that you expect. Mm-hmm. What you know? So how does that manifest itself on the pitch? What makes it difficult playing them because they've hardly lost all season?
Yeah, I think obviously you know the typical style that Mauricio plays is obviously the pressing game. They're going to be in our faces, try and make it difficult. And obviously we're not on a great run ourselves, so we know that they're going to be one of put us on the back foot, but I think that's up to us. Obviously, you know, stick to the game plan and know what's required to beat that. We're confident in the training that we've done today and tomorrow that we'll be prepared for that.
Can you almost do to them what they do to you? Is it? And I guess what I'm thinking is it a battle of wills? Because you talk about fullbacks getting on each other and doing that. Is it the same all over the pitch? Is it about that?
Yeah, I think obviously in a game of football we need to. Obviously, everyone win their one-on-one battles, and if we have eight or nine of those players winning that individual duel, then that stands us in good stead to go and win the game. So, yeah, of course, I think all over the pitch it will be feisty, but you know that's what we need at the top level.
Over Christmas and New Year last year, after you got over that blip, you had this terrific start of the year where you beat Arsenal, Manchester United. Mm-hmm. And 2015 was wonderful at the beginning. So. You know, can you do that again? You've got Arsenal coming up again Boxing Day. You've then got to go to West Ham. You've got another tough trot over the festive period. Is there anything stopping you turning it round?
Of course not, no. You know, we as players are very aware of the task ahead, but, you know, that's what the joy is of the festive period, that there are going to be games thick and fast, and it's up to us to put it behind us. And we owe the fans something because we know ourselves the performances haven't been great lately, so we'll be doing it for ourselves and mainly the fans as well.
What about your own progress over 2015? Because mostly it seems positive. I think you started half the games this season out of the 16 there have been. You've had a lot of international fun, but you've also had some disappointments on the way.
Yeah, I think you know, for me the issue of starting games is difficult to take, and you know, I think this year disappointed more than ever because I felt that I've performed well in the games that I have done, and not to retain the place is difficult, but. You know, you just got to keep your head down and keep working hard, especially as a young player. You know, you've got to stay out on the training ground and improve, and you know, that's what I've been looking to do and try and obviously maintain that place in the team. You know, that's the goal and that's the target.
You always say, and players always say, I don't mind where I'm playing as long as I'm playing. Mm-hmm. But I still would love to know where your best position is, because I don't think sometimes the formation helps you.
I think, obviously, you know, the central role that I played against Norwich is the most suited role for me. I think that's a role that I've played all my life. You know, that's the position I feel most comfortable in. I like receiving the ball and playing the ball forward. You know, it's a bit alien to me playing further forward. And that's something that I have improved at. But, you know, that central role is something that I want to nail down. But it's difficult when you've got a lot of quality in the team. So
you started off on the right, of course, when you were younger.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I started a few games in central midfield under Nigel Adkins, and then Pochettino played me mainly on the right. And then I've been sort of used in the hole and sort of slightly deeper and on the right and left. So it's good to be versatile, but it can also be a bit of a downer at some point because, you know, the manager can play wherever he wants and you can't really nail down one position.
Mm, you had some great highs within the 21s, of course, the disappointments of the Euros. When you look back at that, do you just put that in the pocket and go, that's just great experience for me?
Yeah, it is. You know, obviously it's a disappointing time and a horrible time to go through as a player, especially having worked so hard to get there. But I had a good chat with Gareth Southgate and, you know, we've got a great relationship. And I said to him, you know, it's a horrible thing to have gone through, but I think in, you know, when I sit down at the end of my career, I'll say, you know, thank you very much for that, because that helped me, you know, improve and learn from it.
Now, just finally on this bit, like Liam Dawson and Tommy Elphick, you are going to get grilled about the year in our review of the year. Yep. So I just want to warm you up now with a couple of questions for the Sports Hour, okay? About yourself.
About myself, right?
Right. Just three questions.
Okay.
You scored your only Premier League goal in April.
Yeah.
Penalty against Hull at home. What minute did you score the goal in?
I'm going to go for 65th.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you half a point because you got the numbers the wrong way around. 56. Oh. That's not bad, is it?
I come on at half time. I remember that. I remember coming on. So
okay.
Second
half. Who scored the two goals against Arsenal at St Mary's back on New Year's Day?
Sadio Mane.
Correct. Not doing bad. You're off to a flyer.
No, I've got an assist that day.
16 Premier League games so far this season. You've already had a clue. How many have you started?
Eight.
Yeah.
You've got to be happy with 2.5 out of 3.
I'll take that.